Good morning. We're continuing with the Chayodim Klal Chafal of Simon Tesvov. We should not pause between the words Elokechem and the word Emes. Which means the person who's saying it to himself will say the words Ani Hashem Elokechem Emes, then pause and wait for the Chazan. And when the Chazan then repeats Hashem Elokechem Emes, he will continue with the words V'yatzi, as opposed to pausing before the word Emes, or before pausing after the word V'yatziv. He pauses after the word Emes before the word V'yatziv. So why is that important? So we mentioned this idea before, because the Pasuk says that Hashem Elokim Emes, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only true reality. So even though that's not, the word Emes over here is not part of the Pasuk ends with the word Elokechem, and he Hashem Elokechem. If you look at the Pasuk in Bamidbor, Kapitel Tesvov, Pasuk Mem Aleph, it ends with the words Ani Hashem Elokechem. But we connect that to the word Emes based on the Pasuk of Hashem Elokim Emes. He wanted to point out that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the true Emes and nothing else is the true Emes. Shabur does bring an opinion which says the word V'yatziv also means an idea of Emes, and therefore the person actually, the individual who's reading should say Ani Hashem Elokechem Emes V'yatziv, and then pause. And then later on when the Chazan repeats Hashem Elokechem Emes, then he will continue actually after the word V'yatziv, not with the word V'yatziv, but afterwards. But the Chayyadim does not say that. Mishabur does say it's appropriate to be machmar lechachila, to do that, to be careful lechachila, to say V'yatziv together with Emes. But the Chayyadim just mentions the word, saying the word Emes together, and then pausing before V'yatziv. But also lachzer b'lemer arapam Emes. And when, after the Chazan, it says Hashem Elokechem Emes, the individual who already said the word Emes does not repeat the word Emes a second time and then say Emes and Yatziv, but rather he starts with the word V'yatziv. But it's not appropriate to say the word Emes a second time, because it looks like you're saying that there's two Emeses. There's the Emes you said before, and there's another Emes right now, and that would be obviously inappropriate. That's similar to the idea of not saying Shema Shema or Moedim Moedim. So we don't say Emes Emes. Tezayin. Sarach lechav and shishma min hashatz kishachoyz Hashem alokechem emes ki b'kriyashma yesh rama tevois. In kriyashma there are 245 words. V'gimel tevois elu mashlim em l'ramach. So you add three more words, it now adds up to 248 to symbolize that the mitzvahs are common upon all of the different evorim, different parts of the body, which Chazal say there is a total of 248. So the way you get your calculation of 248 is the words of Shema are 245. Then you say Hashem Elokechem Emes, and you add on three more words. And that gives you a total of 248. So I didn't say it. The Chazan said it. So you listen to the Chazan, and then you, through Shema Yekarin, is like you said it. Therefore, it would be appropriate that a person should be listening to the Chazan. He shouldn't be davening when the Chazan says those words, because he needs to be yotzei those words with the Chazan, which means he has to be Shema Yekarin. It doesn't work when you're speaking at the same time as the one who's saying the words for you. So if Reuven's being yotzei Shimon in a bracha, and Shimon is saying other words, so Shimon is not yotzei with that. So the same thing over here. So if a person is already finished Shema, so he will pause and wait. The Chazan will say Hashem Elokechem Emes, and then the person will afterwards start saying the remainder of the paragraph. If the person is still holding in the middle of Shema, so he should pause and listen to the words Hashem Elokechem Emes as the Chazan says them, and he will then have those words waiting for him, as it were, when he finishes all of Shema, to say he already heard Hashem Elokechem Emes. So he should not be davening while the Chazan is saying Hashem Elokechem Emes. So that deals in a situation where the person is davening with a tzibur, and there's a baal tefillah, which can say the words Hashem Elokechem Emes, and he might see everybody with those extra words. But what about a situation where a person is davening by himself, he's not davening together with a tzibur, what should he do? And that the Chayyadim talks about. We'll talk about that passage tomorrow.